Do 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 bow. Do do. Bow do bow bow do bow bow. Welcome
to Why Your Story
podcast. It's great to be here with everybody.
It's incredible,
isn't it?
It is so great.
We love Valentine's.
We do.
It's the February is the month of love.
Love, true love. What brings us together today? Name that movie.
Hold on, don't. Oh, Travis.
Princess Bride.
Princess Bride.
Thank you, Megan.
Megan, you haven't even been announced yet.
Sorry, you're slow.
Oh, yeah. I could have told you that.
Yeah, I am slow. But yeah, happy Valentine's to all you people out there.
That's right.
We just love Valentine's. It's one of my favorite.
It is.
I love the pinks.
You love pink?
The pinks.
Oh, the pinks.
And the chocolates.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite kind of chocolate?
I would have to say my favorite kind of chocolate is, give me a really good, those, are they Lindt's?
Yeah, the ones that have the little centers.
Soft, oh my gosh, like mm-hmm. the chocolate with the caramel inside, mm-hmm. Oh my word.
Yeah, those are, I might have had four today.
I might have had 4,000 in my lifetime, which is not attributing to my weight problem, but.
Oh, me too.
I have been off Dr. Pepper for 4 days.
For 4 days. Yes. You know, it's an ongoing thing with you.
Hey,
I just never
quite
know.
You're supposed to say.
That's great. Terrific.
How can I
help you?
Along this journey. Well, I would tell you if you were sincere, but you're not sincere.
I'm not, because I think there's nothing wrong with Dr. Pepper.
No, there's not. But it's just not helping my waist.
Oh, okay. All right. What about Diet Dr. Pepper?
I will have a Diet Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
I think when I'm done.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's the sugar that's just not good for me.
Dr. Pepper kind of gives me the runs. I think it has prune
that
juice
has
in it.
That has not helped.
But you
it has seven natural flavors.
See? Prunes. I think prunes are in it because it does stuff to my gut.
Whatever they've done to make prunes taste so good, only Dr. Pepper could make prunes taste that
good. That's true.
And I blame my addictions on my mom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was she addicted to?
Well, lots of things, but Dr. Pepper for sure.
Oh, she loves Dr. Pepper.
Ever since I was a kid, it was Dr. Pepper.
She called it nectar.
The nectar of the gods.
Yeah. I had a friend, then she'd take a sip and she'd go, oh, the angels are peeing on my tongue. So every time I
never
have like
thought
a drink
of that, but
something.
Now I'm going to think of that. But I think my days of drinking regular sodas are done. Are behind me.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
At least for 4 days.
I'm really pushing forward with that, MJ.
Okay.
So
all right,
we'll see how things progress, and we'll keep our listeners up to date on my stalwart drive to succeed in my lack
Your journey.
Of sugar, in my journey, yeah.
Did you ever do like a diet drink with peanuts in it?
I never did a diet drink, but I did a Coke with peanuts in it.
Yeah.
My dad made one for me one time.
Was it good?
Yeah. It was weird.
Yeah.
I felt like I was going back to the second grade. Who puts peanuts in their Coke?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Who sings that song? Is it, it's 10, 2, and 4, and he puts peanuts in his soda.
Are you kidding me? There's a song?
Yes, there is. And I can't think of it right now. It's a country song.
What?
Tim McGraw, I think.
What?
Yes.
There's a song about putting
Live Like
peanuts.
You Were Dying. Live Like, is that?
Yeah, that's Tim McGraw.
Yeah, and I think that's in it.
Really? He talks about putting peanuts in his soda.
I think so, but I might have dreamt it up. Who knows at this point?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
I just hope that you dreamt that up. But you know what? Hey, if that's something you want to do,
go
when
for
you're
it.
Dying, do it.
That's right.
I say do it. And in fact,
while you're skydiving.
If I knew I was dying, I'm going to drink Dr. Pepper.
I think you should.
But I'm not ready to die yet.
Okay.
I have a lot of life to live.
You do.
Yep. I went and saw my beloved doctor yesterday.
Oh, which one?
Dr. Morgan.
Yes.
At the hospital.
He is
such a good guy. But have you seen him lately?
No.
Dr. Morgan has taken on a new vibe.
Oh.
Yep.
Does he have a beard or something?
No, but his hair is somewhat whitish now.
Oh.
And it's curlier than you could imagine.
Wow.
Yep.
Huh.
It almost knocked me off my stability
course. Wow.
But I was in there to get my crazy pills renewed, you know, so he came in and it didn't help.
You know, he grew up in California and he was a surfer.
That really?
Yeah, yeah.
We need to get Dr. Morgan in here.
Yeah, and then I think he moved for a year to Guatemala or one of those places, and he surfed there. His dad was a dentist, I think. And
really? That does not
surprise me. Took the family there. Yeah. So, yeah, he's a good guy.
Super good dude.
Glad he's still in
Love
the
Dr.
area.
Morgan, yep.
Yeah, thanks to Star Valley Health for
yes.
having great providers for us.
Yep. Go see your family doctor at Star Valley Health for all your mental health needs. That's my plug for the day.
And Dr. Pepper.
And I think, you know, he gave me some great advice. Mm-hmm. He told me I needed to exercise.
Okay.
Which I feel like goes along with lack of Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
So
I do too. Yeah. Yeah,
I good job, it. Dr. Morgan.
Thank you.
Hit it right on the head. And the pills were great.
Oh, that's good. That's extra good.
So
well, this is part two.
Yep. Yeah, part two. Valentine's
that's
part
right.
two.
Love and marriage.
We had you and Steve on, and now it's my bride and myself,
that's
Megan.
That's right. I love that you call her my bride. I think that's cute. How long have you guys been married?
Travis, do you know?
Yep, I do know.
And there's a pause.
27 years.
24.
No.
Yeah.
We got married in 98.
Yeah.
That's 25 years.
It'll be 25 this July.
Oops.
27.
It just feels like 27.
Oh, I'm 47. That's where I got the 7. I'm 47.
It's confusing.
We've been married for 25 because I got married when I was 22. So yeah, 25
okay.
years old.
All right.
25 years married.
How old were you, Megan?
I was 20.
20.
Yep.
And how did you guys meet? What's the real story?
This is it. I will not lie. We were at Snow College.
Okay.
And my brothers had taken me to go country dancing above Fat Jack's Pizza in Ephraim. And I was not really excited to be there. Those that know me know that I'm not a huge dancer.
Mm.
But the girls were pretty, and I was going to go. So,
they weren't fat.
Nope. They were all pretty. And I'm sitting there with my good friend Greg Bench and Ryan Fritchie. And I look up ahead of me, and going up the stairs was this redhead with a green shirt on, curly red hair. And I thought, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So I turned back to my friend Greg and I said, Greg.
It was Carl.
Was it Carl?
It was Carl.
It was one of the benches.
Yeah.
Oh, Greg's yeah. Greg older was older. Brother. That's right.
It was Carl.
So I said to Carl, Carl, who is that? He's like, you don't know who Megan is? I said, no, I've never met her. I'll introduce you. So I went up there the whole dance, couldn't find her.
Oh, okay.
I like to dance.
Yeah, she must have been out with all the guys.
That's right.
So I just went home.
Okay.
I just went home and went to bed because I go to bed every night at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's true.
And so next thing I know, Megan's knocking on my door.
Oh.
Like 10 o'clock at night. I'm sound asleep in my skivvies.
True story.
Carl, my buddy, had grabbed her after the dancing and made her come over to my house.
Oh, wow.
He actually took me to Trav's house in his truck and then parked, like I was far, far away from my apartment. It wasn't like I could just walk home. And he parked in Trav's driveway and said, I know Travis very well and I know you very well, Megan, and you're going to want to, and we have this double date going on for, I can't remember what the dance was. It was some kind of, it was Valentine's. I want to say it was Valentine's dance coming up. Yes, it was in January, and then it was some kind of Valentine's dance coming up. And so he was like, we got this double date thing going on. You have to ask Travis. And I told him, no, I don't even know him. And he was like, well, you remember his little brother? I'm like, yeah, I know his little brother. I don't know him. And he was like, so it doesn't matter. You just need to go ask him. And I was like, no, I won't. I'm not going to ask someone. I have no idea who it is. So he locked me in his truck on the driveway would not take me home. And I kept arguing with him. And I'm like, Carl, I'm humiliated. This is so embarrassing. Like, he knows me from no one.
Wow.
And he was like, no, you have to, Meg. I'm just telling you, you have to. And so finally, like 20 minutes in the driveway, I'm like, dude. Oh. So I storm in there and knock on the door. Here comes Travis out. Like, for real, I woke him up. And I was humiliated. I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh, my gosh. This has got to be the worst thing I've ever done. And Carl's like, Megan has something to ask you. And I'm like, oh my gosh, hi, my name's Megan. You know what I mean? It was so embarrassing. And so then Travis came out and I was like, hey, I'm Megan. And, you know, Carl tells me you guys got this date going on and I would love it if you wanted to come with me. And Carl, I guess he's got a date and something. And so Travis sits there like with this frozen look on his face. And then he says, I actually already have a date.
Because I had already been asked.
And so I was like, I'll kill Carl. Like, I'm going to kill him. And so I was like, you know what? No problem. That's great. Nice to meet you. See you later. You know? And he was like, no, 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 no. But you know what? I'll just break that date because I really want to go with you. And I'm like, no, don't break the date. You know? I was I was like, no, do not. And he was like, no, really. I'll take care of this. He was like, I want to go with you. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I'm even more embarrassed. Wow. It was like so humiliating.
It was. I'm so sorry.
It really was. I was.
But I was nice, I think.
He was so nice. But I even made it worse. He already had a date. I'd like to strangle Carl. You know, I was like, I am so humiliated. So then I leave. Carl's laughing about this the whole time. I'm like, you're a jerk. I hate you. Okay, get me back to my apartment. And so then I went back to my apartment humiliated.
Wow.
The rest was downhill.
So you broke another girl's heart, though.
I did.
Oh, wow.
And she actually was my neighbor, and I'm pretty sure she never actually talked to me again for the rest of my life.
It was horrible.
Oh, boy.
She hated me. I can't remember her name, but I...
Did you think you were dreaming when you saw her at the door?
No. I don't know if I felt like I was dreaming, but I was humiliated in and of itself, because I was not
He just woke up.
Oh.
For the occasion, you know?
No, he was not.
Oh,
not
wow.
Not quite in his skivvies, but pretty close.
Half.
Oh, wow. Well, that is interesting.
That's
fun.
That was, fun it was story. Fortuitous, yes.
Yeah. So how long did you date after that?
7 months.
No, we didn't.
6 months. Megan, we got married in July.
Travis, just don't answer the
We
questions.
Got married in July.
Yes, 6 months.
So
we dated for 3 months, and then we were engaged for 3 months. So I guess if you call engagement.
I call being engaged
dating.
That's true. Dating.
True story.
I still go on dates.
True story.
Yeah.
True story.
Okay.
So,
yeah. All right.
I'm right. Don't give me such a hard time. I know exactly when we got married.
Good. That's good.
Yeah.
So you got married in June.
No.
July. July what?
10th.
10th.
98.
Cool.
Yep.
Well, that 27 years?
25. I got my math figured out.
Kind of. Well, that's cool. And you guys have two girls.
Yep.
And how
cutest
tell
girls.
Us about them.
They are both 15 right now. So
nice.
So even though they're not twins, they're adopted. And so they're only 8 months apart.
Mm-hmm.
Irish twins.
So, yes, Irish twins. And so Cassidy turns 16 here pretty soon. And so then they're the same age for 4 months of the year. So it's kind of tricky because people are like, what? Are they twins? Not quite.
And yeah. Clancy thinks she's the older one.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
We have to back Clancy off a little bit. she feels like she's the older sister. Even though she is taller, she is not the older sister. Cassidy is 4 months wiser than Clancy.
All
sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes.
That's fun. So what grade in school are they in?
Sophomore.
Freshman. Okay. Oh, so they're not in the same grade.
No, not in the same grade. Okay. Their birthdays were such that we could separate them in school, which I think was a good thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So what do you two do if with the disciplining? Like Travis says... They ask if they can date before they're 16.
I spank the fire out of them every night.
Okay. Megan, what really happens?
It makes kids humble. Servitous. Servitous.
I don't know.
Servitous.
Oh, boy.
All I can think of is serp.
You can't get the word right.
I can't remember the last time I spanked my daughters, for heaven's sakes. They're good kids.
Yeah.
No. Basically, how it goes in my house is... you know, if Megan says yes and I say no, we come to a compromise and I say yes.
It's true.
That's great. I'm liking you a little bit more each day.
We compromise a lot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I always compromise to her way, but it's always a good compromise.
Yeah.
With discipline, I think I'm the disciplinarian. I'm probably way more tough than Travis is. Mm. And Travis, Only when he absolutely it's necessary does he step in, and the girls never want that. So
oh, I bet.
They know that they have crossed a severe mm-hmm. line if dad has to step in.
If I start pulling the house down around yeah. them, mm. they know
gotcha.
That shiz is about ready to hit the fan.
But even when they're teeny tiny too, Travis yep. was always so tender and so gentle, and I was definitely required more of them than he did. And then, but when he did draw the line, it only took once, and they never approached it again. And he wasn't cruel or mean, but
sure.
it was so out of context. Like, it's so out of character for Travis
right.
to actually come down hard on anything. And so they never did it again.
My girls have never given me reason. I mean, a couple times I can think here and there that I've had to get after him, you know.
Very rarely. He doesn't.
But
really
mainly, you know, things you get after him are for is just not doing their chores on time or not watering the steers when they need water, you know, just those type of things.
Procrastinating.
Not doing their homework.
Mm-hmm. Do they get along pretty well?
They really do. It's amazing. They're both very talented in different ways, you know. But
that's good, though.
Lately, they've been working on singing together. They love to sing, and they sound great.
They do.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they sound really good. So, I mean, they have their moments.
Yeah. They're sisters.
And they share the same bedroom.
Sure. Yes.
Okay.
So they get along really great until they don't.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know that with two girls. Yeah.
Clancy is such a clean, neat person, and Cassidy, a hurricane and a tornado could go through her room, and she would be just fine with that.
Yeah. Wow.
Chaos suits her.
That's
and
fun.
Clancy likes things in order and particular, and so the combination of the two is often an adventure.
Yeah.
But we've wanted them to share a room. Megan grew up that way. I grew up that way for a little while, and they just felt like it was a good thing for our kids to learn how to compromise and get along. And
yeah.
So, yeah, it's worked out good.
That's good. You know, Travis and I have a bet that the first date that the girls go on, that the guy will come in skinny pants.
Chances are high.
I know. And very high.
Pee Wee Herman.
And
I
if
he does, he's
going to
go
way.
Walking right back down the road.
It's going to happen,
to
I tell
you. To the dude out there that asks my daughter on
a
date.
Oh, my gosh, don't, Travis.
Oh, wow.
Do not
for our girls.
Show up with skinny jeans. Because I will pull them up around your neck, tighten the belt loop.
Do a wedgie.
I will.
Travis. Wow, that's so fun. So what do you guys think
that's
is like...
fun.
Because I know he won't.
Yes.
But, so what is the secret to 20? Almost 5 years of marriage, do you think?
Well, good communication, good food.
Yeah. Megan's a good cook.
Oh, she is so good.
And do you cook?
Of course I cook.
Okay.
He has a flat grill. What do you call those?
The
Blackstones. He does really good stuff on that.
I love being the hibachi chef.
Okay.
And I do the spin my, spatula around my finger and
chop.
I'll throw chicken at people and I do the whole thing nine yards.
I never touch the smoker either. So Travis, he's in charge of anything that goes in the smoker.
I do enjoy it. I cook a mean crock pot roast.
Okay.
I feel.
Yeah. He experiments with it on like
I
a
do.
Sunday
I,
and it's really good.
I love experimenting with seasonings and sauces.
Instead of the crock pot, have you ever tried the Dutch oven?
Oh, yeah, we do Dutch oven all the time.
When we do Dutch oven roast.
When Megan does the roast, she does the Dutch oven roast.
Roast
yeah.
Dutch oven.
I just, to me, it's, I do the night, I like to go in the night before and season everything up and get it going the night
real
before.
Real tender.
And, yep. I love it real tender. Oh, my word. So it makes me hungry.
Hungry. Does it make you want to drink a Dr. Pepper?
Yes, it does.
Everything does.
Looking at my keys right now make me want to drink a Dr. Pepper.
That's true.
I think a lot of forgiveness, too.
Yep, that's for sure. True. A lot of forgiveness. So those times that it might be a little tense, or do you ever have those moments? Either one of you.
I'm a redhead, MJ. So
that's great.
There are some explosions for sure.
Do we not have tense times?
Well, I think probably most of the time is not. But what do you do? Under what are some advice you have for people out there?
So I tackle things head on. So that shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody right. who knows me. So if we have a problem, I just want to address it right now. But mm-hmm. what I've had to learn over the years is that that is not Trav's style.
Mm.
He does not like to take things head on. He hates confrontation. So I'm just like, you know, you yell, you punch, you get it over with, moving on.
Bite, kick, scratch.
You, and then you come to a resolution and you move forward. Mm-hmm. Like that's the easiest way for me to handle it. And I'm not afraid of confrontation. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
And so, but I have had to learn that. That is very, Travis hates confrontation.
Got it.
Hates it. And so he would rather leave. Mm. And take a drive, mm-hmm. and then he'll come back when he's ready to talk about it.
Gotcha.
And so I think after 25 years, we have come to a compromise where I have had to move towards, you don't just take the bull by the horn, just
gotcha.
Wait. And he has had to come to the middle to say, she needs resolution. Right. You're going to have to deal with
this. Don't shelve it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're mm-hmm. going to have to deal with this, and let's talk. And as much as he hates it, he does it. And so then, but only when I'm calm and not when I'm my redhead.
What's the worst word you've ever called me?
I called him a jackass like 3 times.
Well, when the shoe fits.
And we were on a date.
Yeah, and I said that.
When in Rome.
So, and in fact, I said it so casually and that I felt like I was being completely factual. Somehow you didn't take it that way. I know it's weird. Awesome. Well, if that's what you are. You know what I mean? Like, apparently he didn't appreciate that. That wasn't the problem.
Got it.
I know I am a jackass. She just confirmed it. That was the difference.
I think all of us can be at a few moments of our lives.
Yes,
you know, I know more. I have for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me something about each other that makes you giddy and people might not know about this person. So let's start first with Travis. And we'll let Megan.
You want me to start for talking first, or you want Megan to talk about
me? I want you to talk about Megan first, so she can have the final word on this one.
So that's really actually easy for me.
Okay.
I always call Megan my little Palmer girl. Oh. And the reason that is because Megan comes from a family with 10 girls.
Wow.
Sorry, no. Eight girls.
Eight girls. Two boys.
Well, the jury's still out. My brother-in-law, I give him such a hard time.
Oh, well.
Anyway, I don't think one of them wears skinny jeans. Not sure about the other one, but. Anyway, there's eight girls in her family. And when I was dating Megan, she had all of these little sisters. Mm-hmm. And I would go up, and it was a dead winter. And they had to go out and feed the cows and the sheep, you know, and they would come out. I swear, it looked like Oliver Twist. I mean, they were wearing socks for gloves. And none of them had matching shoes for chores, you know. Mm-hmm. And it honestly was like eight little Oliver Twist girls coming out to do the chores, you know. And mm-hmm. it was like it endears me to Megan. So she's always my little Palmer girl.
That is awesome.
And I just love that about her. One thing I was looking for with a wife was I didn't know if I was going to provide a good living, you know. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what that was all about, but I knew that with Megan, as bad as it got, she's probably had worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that she was good with living with nothing.
That's great.
Which was probably going to be how it was going to be with me. Mm-hmm. Luckily, we're just a hair above that.
Well, you do know that you can't sing, so that doesn't help.
That's proven.
Yeah. Can Megan sing? Can you sing?
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
No entertainment world for us. That's not who we are.
That's great. Anything else?
There's lots of things. I love Megan. The other thing that endears me to Megan is when she's sleeping.
Mm.
She is like the deepest sleeper. So like every time waking her up or you seeing her in the morning is like a complete different, it's like an adventure every time, climbing out of sleep. I mean, she'll like, I'll get up, like the alarm will go off and I'll be up getting dressed And I try to be real quiet, mm-hmm. unlike her. I try to be quiet in her sleep. And all of a sudden she'll go, huh? What? Hey, what? What's happening? What? Are you okay? I'm like, yeah, babe. Been up for an hour just cleaning the house. Okay.
Oh, that's fun.
So it's, I love watching Megan come out of sleep.
That's
it's like
fun.
My favorite thing ever. She and it's such a blessing to be able to sleep that deep.
Yeah.
I think is a blessing mm-hmm. in life.
Right.
It's the sign of a pure soul, I've always thought.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I like that a lot. All right. Megan?
Let's see. So when I first met Travis, one of the things that drew me to him was his ability to connect with people.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
for sure.
Yeah, he just connects with people. And he, and you know, in no matter what the arena.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm a farm girl. I grew up in one sort of mm-hmm. arena. And then when I met Travis, I didn't realize he had known any other arena because he was just a cowboy. And
gotcha.
He was the president of the rodeo club, and he was the president of the agriculture club, and he was in the jazz band. And so I was like, well, that's a cool kid, kind of diverse,
yeah.
you know. And mm-hmm. then he was best friends with all of them. You know what I mean? He just mm-hmm. drew people to him, and I was always so impressed with that. And then the more I got to know him, of course, we got married, and then we jump into this other entertainment world a little bit. You know, we don't, we kind of step our toes in that every once in a while, and then we jump right back out. But
mm-hmm.
I have seen him in the room with very high popular people, musicians mm-hmm. of all walks of life. And Travis is the same person with the Queen of England as he is with the farmer down the road.
Yeah.
There's very little difference. And so when I watch him in those different arenas, I'm always so impressed how true he is to himself.
I love that.
And so he puts people at ease because he is so true to himself. He doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's no pretense to Travis at
right.
all. And so then, and he is who he is wherever he is. And I've seen him in all sorts of lights and mm-hmm. and he is true to who he is, and
that's
so
beautiful.
Yeah, that's I've always been impressed with that part.
That's beautiful.
That is beautiful. We're not, you're not supposed to
I
say that.
Almost didn't marry him for that.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Her mom tried to talk her out of it.
Oh, smart mom.
Well, I was a little scared. Like, I mean, he was just a normal cowboy kid, and then I'd never actually met your dad, but I knew his mom. His mom is just a genuinely good person, and so I knew I had met his mom, and then we were somewhere. Oh, we were feeding horses down at your barn. Remember that?
And in Fairview?
In Fairview, uh-huh.
Fairview,
and,
Utah.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Utah. And we were getting more serious, you know, mm-hmm. and we had, I can't remember if we would like full out talked about getting married or just kind of like, I can't remember, but it was getting a little more serious. And I finally just told him, I said, I can't do this.
Hmm.
I said, I can't do this. And I said, I am not this. I'm not an Osmond. I'm not an Osmond. I'm a Palmer. Like, and you will never put me in front of a television screen that I will not screw up. You know what I mean? And you will never put me in the public light that I'm not going to actually say something that I regret. Because I probably will. Because that's me. You know what I mean? I'm pretty outspoken and I say what I think.
Sure.
Granted, that's going to come back and bite me in the butt at some point. And so I had to tell him that. I'm like, I'm not this.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I can do this. And he told me something I will never forget. He said, Megan, rich people want what poor people already have. And I said, what? And he was like, no, you have to understand this. Rich people want what poor people already have. So everything you have is enough. And I was like, oh. Okay, and I've thought about that for a long time since then, but it's really true. Travis treats everyone that way.
Yeah.
They're all the same. Mm-hmm. Everybody puts their pants on one leg at a time. You know
That's
what
right.
I mean? We're all the same, and it doesn't matter what we
sure.
do. We're just the same. So,
yeah,
I always appreciated that about Travis.
Yeah.
You're not the same, MG.
Why, thank you. I put both my legs in at the same time.
One jump.
No, I have to say, when I first met Travis for a couple of years, I didn't know, you know, his upbringing or anything. I just instantly, we became friends. It was really, and I was like, oh, he is not. And they were like, yeah, he is. I'm like, oh, well, whatever.
Yeah.
And And that really is who you are. Yeah. And I like people who stand for who they are. And both of you are like that, though. I think both of you
but
are.
But I was raised to it naturally, I think. Yeah. But Travis, it comes as a surprise. I don't know.
But then she heard me sing my Elvis impersonation, yeah. And it was all over for me.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Swooning. I'm sure. Full-out swooning.
Yes. I put on my bell bottoms.
No skinny jeans.
No skinny jeans.
Heck no. Yeah.
Who said I love you first?
I'm sure it was me.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
It probably was.
And you guys, what's one something that you guys do that's fun that you like to do together or with your kids?
I don't know how.
On a dark desert highway. Cool wind in your hair.
Travis and I like to get away, like, for one of our favorite things we always do is we go away for Christmas, right before Christmas, and this is where we do all our Christmas shopping.
Oh, okay.
But it's kind of like our Christmas gift to ourselves.
It is.
Because we don't really want things so much as we just want time with each other and away. Mm-hmm. And so also Travis loves it because I do all the shopping and then I do all the wrapping.
And I watch football.
He watches football. Okay. Yes.
I mean, how could that not be the best Christmas gift ever?
I don't know. That's great.
We go out to lovely dinners at night. Mm-hmm. We'll go see a movie in the afternoon.
Sit in the hot tub.
Go fun. Christmas shopping. It's when we've been doing that every
for
year.
Years. We've done that for years.
That's fun.
And so that is.
And I get
enjoy.
Giddy about it. Yeah. I just get so excited.
He does.
It's like my favorite thing ever.
It's almost like that's our Christmas, and it comes before Christmas, but that's our Christmas to each other, basically. And so that's something we've done for a long, long time. Even before the kids were born, we always actually came up here to Jackson for my birthday, which is right before Christmas. This has kind of been almost our whole marriage. Mm-hmm. That is some, like, right before Christmas, we always he and I, not at Christmas, but right before.
Right.
So that's something that we've always done that we really, really love.
I love that.
What about you? Well, I was just going to say, Megan and I, we've always just liked being together. I mean, I've always had friends, but I would much rather be with Megan.
Sure.
On anything.
Yeah.
Whether it's fishing or hunting or anything that I like to do, I just soon have Megan tag along.
Right.
Than anybody else. And I've had friends that just think that's weird. And I think they're weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But I'm kind of up for anything. So he's an avid hunter and I love to be with him. So none of those things intimidate me. Like I love to hunt. I love to fish. Mostly I just love to be outside. And any excuse, you're going to take me on a trip up to Canada and we're going to hunt grizzly bear. Great.
Right.
Whatever. As long as I get to go with you and I'm, you know,
well,
I'm
as long as we
you.
Have hot chocolate. And we
yes.
Have
let's
four
do
gloves.
Yes.
And we have three hats.
True story.
As long as you're not arrested with the gun.
As long as I don't spend the night in jail. Megan witnessed that.
Yes. I was in the cement cell with him.
For the good chunk of the time.
Yeah. You were alone. So he said, me home because we had little girls, so he was like, Megan, just get on the plane. And I'm like, bye. Bye. I hope I see you again.
Well, I'll write letters.
Let me tell you what. Some of the stories we've had, but I think that goes with any couple, you know?
Sure.
I mean, you just
laugh about it.
There's so many stories that we have for our kids, too.
Sure.
And just like EMS stories. Mm-hmm. My little girls love it when I come home and tell them a story.
I bet.
About the ambulance.
Yeah.
And some of them I embellish a little bit, you know, make
have it a good story.
A little more blood came out than probably what really did, you know, but it makes for a really good story.
Yeah, that's great. So, that's awesome.
But no, I think our thing is we just love being together and it's never changed.
Well, what a pleasure it's been talking to you two. And is there anything you'd like to say in parting that, some advice or wisdom that, I don't know if Travis has any wisdom. But
I went first last time.
Okay. Megan, you can go first.
Advice like couples you're talking about, like or marriage just, or couples or love.
Yeah, right, just okay. Just getting along. Just,
getting along.
Yeah.
I think you have to make sure you know how to be wrong.
Oh.
And admit that you're wrong and
ouch.
Say sorry.
Yeah.
I think that is, and you know, I have to apologize a lot and be sincere about it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know. You, Mr.
I think that that's
Runk.
Probably the best advice.
Yeah, it's wonderful advice.
She's probably talking to me.
No, I was
no way.
But
no.
I would say that I think that when you're married, you have to continually date your spouse.
Yes.
And you have to remember, I think, those times where, remember what it was that you first fell in love with, you know? like My Little Palmer Girl. I mean, mm-hmm. that's to me, that's, I need to write a song about that.
There you go.
Yeah, don't sing it though.
Okay.
But you could write it. It would be good.
I'll let someone else sing it. I'll let my daughter sing it.
Okay. I like that. Let's do it.
So one thing that I just need to say in closing is we had a neat experience 2 weeks ago down in St. George. So I've always wanted to write a song with my dad.
Oh.
But Megan got to come in the room and help us.
Really?
And so we wrote this song. And it, in March, we're going down to the recording studio.
Yeah.
So we're going down to the recording studio in March, and I'm going to have my daughter sing background while we do this song.
That's cool.
So we're going to have to play it on the air.
Yeah. Is it? Can you tell us the title? Or is it?
Let's Go Fishing.
Oh, I love it.
MJ, it's cool.
I bet.
It's cool.
Oh, wait. I can't wait.
I know.
I can't wait to learn.
I'm just excited for my daughters because I grew up in a recording studio.
Sure.
I can't tell you. I mean, you add all the days and nights I've been in a recording studio. I'll bet it's close to a year.
Wow.
365 days that I've lived in. But my girls have never seen it. They've never seen a song come together.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be fun to take them into the recording studio and let them, and my dad's going to coach them, which is what I want. I want grandpa to coach.
Sure.
So that they can see what it is to lay down a professional vocal track.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
Oh.
They're excited.
We will play it on the air.
It's going to be exciting.
Woo-hoo!
Let's go fishing.
That's right. Let's go fishing.
Yeah.
I love fishing.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you, Megan. Thank you, Travis.
Thanks, babe, for being here.
No problem.
I almost said you're welcome. You're welcome.
Not you, MJ.
Okay.
Well, thanks to Star Valley Health for their sponsorship on the show.
Thank you, SBI Media, for your sponsorship.
Yep.
Thank you.
And Ecolife.
Ecolife.
For their wonderful sponsorship.
I almost said something else.
call Ecolife for all your lawn care and bug needs.
That's right.
And call 911 if you need an ambulance.
Hopefully not, Travis.
And I'll send someone your way.
Oh, boy.
Thanks, everyone. This is the Why Your Story podcast. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
Have a lovely day.
Take care.